This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Since Peru's first protected protest death in mid-December following the dramatic December 7th ouster of the leftist president, Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the deaths of some of the people killed. Family members of the victims have joined together getting legal support and forming an association to spur authorities to action.
Families that lost loved ones to the violence, which erupted following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist president Pedro Castillo, say they cannot forgive and forget. Now they are out to seek justice. In the southern city of Juliaca, Asunta Umpiri held the torn red and black sweatshirt of her 15-year-old son, who was shot in the back of the head on January 9th.
Do you think we can forgive Dina Boluarte? No, we're not going to forgive. I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to die. For Peru, I'm willing to fight. I'm not afraid now that my son is dead. I'm not afraid of death.
The deadliest day of violence Peru has seen in over 20 years.
That is Reuters. Israelis packed city streets on Sunday in nationwide demonstrations now in their 10th week against plans by the government to curb the Supreme Court powers, which critics say threatens the judicial process. Those like Lior say that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking it the wrong way.
Anything that is may be required, any reform that may be required, needs to be with a large agreement of the variety of Israeli population.
The demonstrations are aimed at toppling him, according to Netanyahu. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has now issued a statement of confirming that they were responsible for killing more than 35 people in eastern Congo. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ripping into the ground with shovels, villagers bury victims of the recent attack in Mukondi village in North Kivu province. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, is a militia with links to the Islamic State. The ADF rebels are accused by the UN and rights groups of maiming, raping and abducting civilians, including children. Local politician Emil Saidi Balikwisha spoke to the AP. Here, three or four days do not go by without us recording deaths, the result of barbarity of ADF terrorists. We need a considerable-sized military force to come and help to restore the peace. However, a year-long joint operation between Uganda and Congo has not been successful in defeating or even substantially weakening the group. I'm Karen Chamas.
12 years after the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima nuclear disaster, mourners gathered Saturday to commemorate the loss of more than 20,000 lives, with one saying they're constantly living with sorrow ever since that day. Chrissy Kilbourne reports.
In Fukushima, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida took part in a minute's silence to remember those who died.
The massive earthquake, the great tsunami, and the accident at Tokyo Electric Power's Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station robbed many of the prefecture's citizens of their lives. Even now, I can hardly bear the sense of grief when I think of the feelings of those who lost beloved family members, relatives, and friends.
Mourners were seen laying flowers in Hisenahama, a village around 18 miles south of the ruined Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station.
That is Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. The Biden administration has released a statement about the collapse Friday of the Silicon Valley Bank, an institution that catered heavily to the tech investment sector. And documents from a defamation lawsuit against Fox News illustrate the pressures its journalists faced in the weeks after the 2020 presidential election. The network was on a collision course between giving its conservative audience what it wanted and reporting uncomfortable truths about then-President Donald Trump. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.